CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who apply and do. Our first playmaker runs a 70-year-old company begun by his grandfather and two brothers named Baker. While our next playmaker helped his father grow their business to one of the top minority firms in the country before starting his new business in 2010. With us today is the president of a company whose parents purchased a prototype system that revolutionized the plumbing industry. While our next CEO celebrated his fifth anniversary in May and has increased sales 75% each year. These great playmakers are Jimmy Dale. Jimmy is president of Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air Conditioning. And Ruben Duran. Ruben is CEO of Servant Energy Partners, and we'll begin today's show with Ruben. Ruben Duran is the founder, president, and CEO of Servant Energy Partners. Founded in May 2010, DFW-based Servant Energy helps companies find the best rate strategy on their utilities while looking at their energy efficiency, their sustainability plan, as well as their carbon footprint. Their products and services include energy-efficient lighting, including retrofits and LED lighting, green energy panels, renewable projects such as solar and geothermal, and advising on any energy tax credits or energy deductions. Their other portal, Servant Power Express, helps construction and development companies plan for power on their projects. Ruben, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about Servant Energy Partners in a moment, but I'm going to go a little farther back because you started a business with your dad, Rocky Duran. It was Rocky Duran's and Associates back in 87 after you worked for Fidelity Investment. So tell us about that transition and why you left Fidelity and started a business with your dad.
Of course. 1987, been out of school for a couple of years at a Texas Tech working for Fidelity, and if y'all can remember, in 87, the market was going a lot crazy.
October of that year, I think it is when it crashed.
Yeah. And my dad and I would talk about those things. And I guess beginning of 87, when we got together, he was talking about his company and talking about, they're cutting my commissions, they're doing this. And I think that's where it started to formulate. And it was an ongoing discussion. And as the market started to become as probably turmoil would probably be the right word, and took a downturn, the conversations got more and more, and that's when we decided, hey, let's put a plan together. Let's start something, and we'll start it in what you're strong at, and we'll kind of build it from there. So that's kind of how we formulated on November 1, 1987, Rocky Duran & Associates was born.
So tell us about that company, because you were with Fidelity.
Yes, sir.
Which is in the investment field.
Yes, sir.
This wasn't investments.
Yes, sir.
What were you doing?
Well, we started out repping a lot of interior fixture products, a lot of products and services for the warehouse. So it was mainly material handling. And from there, we started adding products for the interior specialties, everything from lockers, wall coverings, projection screens, flooring, a lot of interior-type fixtures that go both in the industrial, commercial, and institutional products. The transition was very, very tough because going from a corporate client like Fidelity Investments, and all of a sudden I moved back home, I sold my car. In the mornings, we'd put a suit on and go knock on doors. And then in the afternoon, I'd put on jeans and work boots and a T-shirt and be in unloading a truck. So
you had to do everything.
It was pretty much you wore every single hat, including the accounting portion. So it was me and my dad. And when we started, I moved back home. We set up our office in the back of his house. And it was a very humbling experience, but it was something that really instilled me for a lot of the work ethic, because really you go out and hunt it, and what you hunt, kill, that's what you would, Beverly helped as far as the revenue side of it was concerned.
You did that for 23 years. We're going to talk about Servant Energy in just a moment, but is that business still going on?
It is, as a matter of fact. We built that company And we moved to a couple different locations, and we actually became one of the top minority companies, not only in the DFW, but in the country, in the top 500, recognized a number of times. So we started building a unique footprint as a minority, certified minority company, and actually veteran-owned, with a lot of construction companies, a lot of school markets. So as the market would dictate, we would find some particular products, enhance it with our value, our turnkey solutions, and just keep growing the business. And we had a really, really nice run. It was fun. It was, for a while, it was just my dad and I. We added some additional people. We got to the point where, you know, we're doing over, you know, 6 to 7 million, you know, a year in sales. And this is with a small staff. I'm talking probably about, you know, 14, 15 people. So our
and
volume,
that's from starting from nothing.
Yeah, you know, starting from nothing. And it was a lot of fun. It was a time when we cultivated relationships and, you know, were able to build the business in a very fun and unique way. So
you made the transition then. 2010, you started Servant Energy Partners, which, by the way, is servantenergy.com if you'd like to check that. It's a little bit unique for the energy business. I want to ask you about that, but why did you start Servant Energy Partners in 2010?
Well, the it's funny because back in the early 2000s, a lot of – and we did a lot of business with the construction field. So a lot of the construction was going towards – the green, the same sustainability. So I went out and got my Green Advantage, and I was figuring that I was going to put this great sustainability program together for my company, and which I did, but it really wasn't worth the paper it was written on, because at the end of the day, companies were concerned with pricing and value and relationship driven. So it was a lot of things, but what the sustainability plan did not do in some ways, what it did was it gave me a certain just inkling of the energy business, where I started looking at it a little bit differently. And I think over the years that my like for the energy business became more of a passion. So I really started looking at it as something that maybe I wanted to transition through, because I've been with Rocket Duran and Associates. I felt like since my brother had come aboard for 10 years, that he was going to be able to keep the company going, which is still going. It's still very successful to this day, and I do have an ownership in that. But it allowed me, knowing that, to be able to do something different and fulfill some of those dreams on that side of it.
Well, I'm going to ask you a double question right now. I want to ask you, what makes Servant Energy Partners different from other energy companies? But I also want to ask you why it's called Servant Energy.
Well, it was when we I'll go to the second question first. So when I first started putting the company together, I sat with one of my mentors that we started talking about what I really wanted in a company, what kind of direction I wanted to go in a company. So we basically got a whiteboard out and just started writing words and descriptions and names. And we noticed that there were several words that kept coming up. One of them was serve, to serve. And I talked very deep about partnerships and how deep partnerships were to me. And then, of course, the energy, because it kind of speaks in what field we're going at. And as soon as we started looking at the board, those three words seemed like they were prevalent in a lot of the things we were doing. So when we started putting everything together, it became Servant Energy Partners. And it is, like it says, to serve. And our tagline is here to serve. And it's basically trying to serve our partners, whether our partners be clients, unique partnerships that we have. So it kind of sums up everything that we're trying to do into, you know, one company name.
Which leads us to the first part of the question I asked, which is what makes you different? What's unique about Servant Energy Partners? And by the way, we're speaking with Ruben Duran. Ruben is the CEO of Servant Energy Partners, servantenergy.com. So the difference, what is your difference?
Well, One of the unique differences, we focus a lot of our time and energy on the real estate field. And from that, I mean development construction, multifamily, property management, people that own buildings. We've actually got some, I have some ex-utility people who actually work for me. So they've been in the field for many, many years. And what we try to do is we try to teach these companies to look at power, not just a cost to doing business, but a way to manage it better. So we're getting involved in a lot of these ground up projects very, very early on, like the Raytheons and the State Farms, most recently Liberty Mutual, which they're building a big headquarters for, and you know, in Uptown there's a number of high rises that I could bring up, but we're trying to let them know, hey, there's a way to manage power better. It's not just a cost of doing business, looking at infrastructure costs and just trying to get power when they need it, trying to look at power and really figure what they're going to be using on that project, and based off of that, letting them know that based off traditional routes, you can save money. And what it does too is it also allows us a warm intro into that developer ownership group, which could be 12, 18, 24 months, you know, 36 months, depending on the life length of the project. And then it just carries on a relationship where we, you know, it is relationship driven, and then we're doing more and more things for these guys. So I think our approach has been unique. What's been nice about it is we have lifelong relationships now that we do business with these companies, and because the development construction side is going so well right now, we're extremely busy, and we feel very, very fortunate. We're in a very good place at this time.
Well, you've done a lot in a short time, in 5 years. You grew, helped grow Rocky Drawn Associates to $6, $7 million, but then you started over from scratch in 2010. How difficult were those first few years, and what did you learn from the difficulties that you were going through?
Well, it was difficult, and I think one of the most difficult parts was knowing that I had been in business for such a long time, and I had a number of contacts that I had cultivated through those years. I felt like that going into my own business and utilizing those contacts, it was going to be an easy slam dunk, and business was just going to take off. And really, those first 3 years were extremely, extremely tough. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but it comes down to a lot of just persistence, drive, and just knowing and feeling that you're on the right path. And right after the third year, things just started clicking. And it's funny because people would ask me, hey, how's business going? And I would just say, well, I'm on the edge of a very high building. I'm getting ready to jump off. And slowly but surely, I slowly itch my way inside the building. And right now, I still don't feel comfortable, because I don't think I ever will feel comfortable, but I'm certainly
that's
a lot
probably
more,
a good thing too.
Yeah, it's a good thing, because I think it's a driving motivator of the way that, you know, businesses should be. You should always be hungry. You should always be looking at things, you know, to what can I do differently? What kind of value can I add? But just knowing that at any time things can be taken away, you're that much more driven. But those first years were very, very tough. And like I said, I wouldn't wish them on anybody. I've got a great wife, Shelley. She was very, very supportive through those years and talked me off the edge a lot of times. So a lot of red wine during those times.
It'll have a lot of support in both those ways, too.
Yes, sir.
Well, you are constantly looking for business. So tell people how they can get a hold of your company and
yeah.
you.
Once again, website's www.servantenergy.com. Our number is 817-756-4060. You can email me at rduron, that's R-D-U-R-O-N, at servantenergy.com. We pride ourselves in trying, not everybody fits in a box at all, so we try to get to figure out what their challenging portions are on the energy side, and then do what we can to help them out.
Well, Ruben, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Hey, I appreciate it very, very much, and I did bring you a gift. It's kind of a calling card of ours.
They can't see it here, but it is what?
It's my hot sauce, my habanero hot sauce with my cheesy mug on it. I give it out to all my partners, and it's become like my calling card.
Well, thank you very much. This is another reason why you need to contact Ruben at servantenergy.com. And again, that information, if you didn't get it from him a few moments ago, it's on my website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. Again, we were speaking with Ruben Duran. Ruben is the founder, president, CEO of Servant Energy Partners. Don't go away. We have more after the break. We're going to talk plumbing. We're going to talk with the president of Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air Conditioning. His name is Jimmy Dale Jr. We'll be back with Jimmy right after this.
There's no question that North Texas is growing. More people are moving here. Employment's up. The housing market's booming. Now, here's something you may not know. 800,000 people in our community struggle with hunger. And one in four children is at risk of going hungry. This holiday season, the North Texas Food Bank needs your help. With every dollar you donate, they provide three nutritious meals to hungry people. Help support the North Texas Food Bank. Go to ntfb.org.
Did you know there are more than 6,000 children in foster care in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? And more than 30,000 children in foster care in the state of Texas? These children need to know the love of a family. At Buckner, we find families for children rather than children for families. Our experienced staff is dedicated to walk alongside you every step of the way on your adoption journey. Every child needs and deserves to know the love of a family. November is National Adoption Month. Learn how you can be a family for a child who needs one at beafamily.org or by calling 1-855-264-8783. Be a family with Buckner.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to talk plumbing with Jimmy. He operates one of the largest service industry organizations in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. He's president of Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air Conditioning, a third-generation family business with over $30 million in annual sales. Jimmy's grandfather, Robert Tyner, founded Baker Brothers. And 7 years later, Baker Brothers is focused on the simple concept of providing great service every time to every customer. In 1993, Jimmy joined his father in business, positioning Baker Brothers for a complete rebirth. Over the next 7 years, Baker Brothers grew from 3 trucks to 22 and became known as the best leak location service company in Dallas. In 2002, Baker Brothers moved into the residential service industry and over the next 3 years became one of the top residential service providers in the region. In 2012, Baker Brothers expanded into the heating and air service business. Well, Jimmy, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, you have a rather interesting business because you didn't really start out in the residential plumbing business or air conditioning. So what makes Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air Conditioning different?
Well, I think one of the biggest differences is just basically how we treat the employees. We really are employee-oriented, and we're also customer-oriented. But we know if we get the employees in a good place and they're in a good, you know, family situation, that they'll have a good customer experience. You'll have a good customer experience in the home. And that's kind of the big important thing for us. We feel like if the employee wins, the customer wins, and the company will win. So those three wins all have to happen to have a sustainable model that we can be in the DFW for years to come.
That's a great model. It's all about taking care of the customer. But let's go back to 1945. It's an interesting history about your grandfather and a couple of brothers named Baker. Talk about how the business started.
Well, the business started, my grandfather was a master plumber, and I'm a fourth generation master. And how he got involved, the Baker brothers bought the rotor franchise for several states in this area, which that was in the inception of the franchise. And what happened was they just did drain cleaning. So they needed a plumber to take their plumbing business over. So my grandfather took that over and then thus started, you know, Baker Brothers in 1945. Then in 1986, he actually passed the business on to my father. And then my father had a small business and just incorporated Baker Brothers in. They were running up a couple of trucks, probably about $350,000 in sales. I graduated from University of North Texas with an entrepreneurship degree. He got me to come work for him and kind of talked me into it. And I kind of said, hey, Dad, you don't have enough money to pay my $26,000 a year that I should get out of college. And he's like, hey, you let me worry about that. But I guess the interesting thing is at that point in time, Dad had bought a camera a couple of years prior, pretty expensive piece of equipment at the time. And you're talking late 80s, and he spent about $30,000, one of the first sewer cameras, video inspection equipment that could go into residential homes and residential pipes. And he took that and basically started an investigative process with a lot of the insurance companies. Like they had a claim that was a foundation claim. Hey, does the plumbing cause the foundation or the foundation cause the plumbing? So to find that out, we were hired to do those investigations with engineers. We did that, grew the business probably to around 18 trucks and, you know, about $2.5 to $3 million. And then early 2000s, the mold came in and changed all the insurance. And what happened was we basically had to go back into service about 2003, talked to a lot of the guys in the area, and they said, hey, you're just jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. It's not great in the area. Well, we kind of knew we had to get creative. So then we started doing some creative marketing. And what happened is started trying to actually brand the business and I actually bring plumbing products that were useful to the people. So they actually created demand for our services. Instead of saying, hey, we're a great plumber, use us. We were like, hey, you've got this problem and we've got a solution. And that's kind of how we started in 2003. And so from that point forward, about 2008, I bought the business from my dad and he retired. And then from that point forward, we were about right just shy of $6 million at that point. And then now we probably will do 30 this next year. Added HVAC about 2.5 years ago and just kind of just keep trucking along and trying to provide a great service to the community.
Well, even though you're a 70-year-old business, you're actually rather new with the way you're operating right now. And it's interesting, the gentleman I'm talking to right now is Jimmy Dale Jr. Jimmy is the president of Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air Conditioning. And if you go to their website, they have two of them, but their main website is BakerBrothersPlumbing.com. And we talked earlier before the show started that you have some interesting videos on the website showing people what they can do on their own. How did that all come about?
Well, you know, one of the things is there's things that we go to people's homes to do. One of them is they just don't find value in it. It's just something really simple, but it was just something they just didn't know about. So it's all about information. I always tell my guys, like, you're not selling time, which everyone thinks. You're actually selling the information. A guy that does this 30 years, I mean, there's just stuff he knows in about 2 seconds that a guy that's been doing it 5 years, you know, will find out in 2 hours. So I just wanted to give some of that stuff to the general public. One, emergency type things, like how to shut your water heater off, because that's going to be an emergency. Hey, how to shut the water off to the whole entire house, because that could also be an emergency.
And many people don't know these things.
Exactly. So it's something for us, it's very simple. It's almost like, you know, second nature to us. But what we don't understand as technicians is that, hey, the average guy may not know how to do this. A big one was the pushing the reset button on the disposal.
Disposal, yeah. You have a video on that.
Yeah, we have a video on that where the reset button is, because there's nothing more frustrating than for us to go out to somebody's house, them go, look, my disposal doesn't work, y'all probably have to replace it, and us go, hit a button, turn it on, and then walk out the door with a service call. I mean, it's just, you know, try to avoid for the customer some of the, one, emergency situations, and then two, some of the things that are just really simple that they can do at their home. And if they choose not to, they can call us and we can help out.
You have a unique business because of what you do. On your website, there's something that says what to expect from Baker Brothers Plumbing, Heating, and Air. So when they call you, what's going to be different when one of your people show up?
Well, one of the things, even on the phone, we try to teach empathy, which is, you know, to not just be a robot and transactional, but to be relational in our transactions, to like really care about what's going on at your home. And that's one of the things when the guys come to the home, you should expect to see a clean cut guy in white uniform, well spoken, covers his feet, takes care of your property, parks his vehicle in a place that's, you know, okay by you and everyone else in your neighborhood. Make sure that he, you know, polite, respectful. But the main thing is to some of you feel like they're on your team. When you have that guy, you have a need. You have a plumbing need, AC need. Well, you've got the guy knocking on the door. You want him there, but there's part of you deep down inside as a customer that's scared to death about what's going to happen. And is this guy going to get to me? Is he going to rip me off? Is he not going to charge me the right amount? Is he going to try to oversell me on something? Or maybe he's not going to get it fixed at all. Maybe he's going to leave and I'll still have the same problem. So what we want to do is take all those and gather them up and just get rid of all those things and angst and issues and problems. And when we leave, that you just feel like, hey, I had to pay some money, but this is one of the best experiences I've had in my home. And that's what we tell the guys. Hey, your goal should be for you to be the very best, not just technician, plumber, AC guy, but the very best person that's ever been in their home. I go, better than the maid, better than the guy that mows the yard, better than anybody who's ever been in their home, where it's that kind of experience.
Well, that's, you just word a couple of times, the word is experience. Because anybody can do plumbing. Some might do it shoddy, but anybody can do plumbing. What you're doing is you're giving these customers an entire experience. It's more than just the work that's done or the new product that's put in. It's the relationship that, your people have with the customer. And that's why they're calling you back for repeat business.
And that's exactly right. And to be honest, the guys selfishly get something out of it as well because, you know, it is a neat job to kind of come be the hero, to come actually help someone and go, hey, this is actually was amazing. And I had people say this to me all the time personally and to my guys. They go, hey, I hope I never see you again, but if I do, I hope it's you. And that's kind of one of those things. You don't want to have a plumbing problem. You don't want to have an AC problem, but it's great to have one. And you have an issue and a discomfort, and for somebody to come in and handle it in a way that makes it's positive, that makes you feel good. That's kind of what the whole purpose of the whole idea. And it's, like I said, for everyone to win, like the guy that's in your home to win, for you to win, and you know, for our company, of course, to win. And we know that repeat and referral business, that's about 70-80% of all of our business month after month. And that repeat and referral is what makes the business go.
If you don't have repeat business and you're attempting just fine business all the time, which is very difficult, and it costs a lot more in advertising, marketing too. We were talking earlier before the show started about how you treat your people and what you do. How did you develop your leadership style?
Well, I think a lot of it's just a combination of years. I always felt like it's kind of funny. I've always been kind of a consummate learner going into that, because I had somebody really at a North Dallas Chamber event one time say one of the greatest things ever, and he just made this comment. He goes, hey, look, if you're going to grow your business 25 to 30% every year, you have to become a 25% to 30% better leader. And that's a pretty big challenge. And a lot of times as CEOs and presidents of companies and owners, we think that we're pretty smart and pretty sharp. But you do see the complexities and the inefficiencies that happen as you grow, and you go from 20 employees to 160 employees. So that's very challenging. And so I think a part of it's like just going out and learning as much as I possibly can in all different places to how can I become a better leader? One of the things I think is a big note for us is I take the economic responsibility of not just my own and the company, but actually of every family that's works with us. So every employee, every decision I make ultimately floats down and affects their personal economy in the home. If they can't pay their bills that week, then I take responsibility for that. So I think taking on that kind of responsibility is what has kind of encouraged me to be very one employee and customer, you know, a lot of emphasis in the business. And that's pretty much, I think, you know, the big driver. Another one's the millennials and just the way it's just so much different now that we had the baby boomer guys. Ours is a baby boomer industry. Get us more hours, work longer, work harder. But, you know, what we're seeing with the millennials is, man, they can be very productive. If you give them flexibility and give them a shorter work week, they can be great. And that's kind of what we really drive for now, is to become, for the future, a millennial magnet.
Well, you are the kind of plumber that people are looking for. They're looking for a plumber they can trust, somebody that they can keep calling back over and over again. So tell the listeners exactly how they can get a hold of Baker Brothers Plumbing.
Well, I think the easiest way is just to call our main number, which is 214-324-8811. You also can go online at www.bakerbrothersplumbing.com or bakerbrothersair.com. And you can schedule both ways and just contact us, and we'll get out there as soon as we can.
Well, Jimmy, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Jimmy Dale is the president of Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air Conditioning. And I also want to thank our other guest, Ruben Duran, CEO of Servant Energy Partners. And this has been a terrific show. Stay with us next week. We'll have more Playmakers. We'll be talking to them and what they do. Also check us out at PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And we'll be back next week, as I said, with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting playmakers.